May my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I want to share some interesting scriptures that are very familiar, but they kind of offer a contradiction. But of course, there is no contradiction. This is Colossians chapter 2. Verse 9 and 10. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells and is embodied. And in him you have been, past tense, made complete. And he is the head over all rule and authority. Ephesians 1:3. This is all written also in the past tense. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Those are really clear verses. And there are others that speak of the fact that when you're born again, when you become a Christian, you're born in union with Christ, and you're born complete in Him. That you're born with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That's already a done thing. It's completed. It's already happened. And yet, James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4 says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when, not if, when you encounter various trials. And the word trials there include what we would think a trial is, but it's also the word that can be used for temptation. Both those things. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Well, wait a minute. Which one is it? It says in Colossians, I've already been made complete. And yet he says in this scripture that various trials test our faith and produces endurance, and its result is that we're perfected and completed, lacking in nothing. Well, one has to do with our position in Christ. The other one has to do with our experience in Christ. Our practice. It's true. And when I use the word position, I don't mean just some mystical, we're going to pretend like it's true. It's factually true that you have been made complete in Christ. That everything Christ has, you're in union with. Everything Christ is, you're in union with. You have been blessed, have been already, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And yet, he says that in this fallen world, and our God, who is so beyond brilliant, doesn't waste anything. So he uses the trials and the testings of this fallen world to teach us how to take faith out for a spin. Because that's how we live the Christian life. And even though you have been made complete in Christ already, and you have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing, the way we take those things out for a spin is by faith. That's the way we appropriate what's already been deposited into my spiritual account. A person can be extremely wealthy, but if they never write checks on the wealth they have, they never get to enjoy and manifest that wealth. There have been a lot of stories of people who lived as if they were paupers, and when they died, they discovered they had millions of dollars in the bank. But they never manifested it. They never wrote checks on it. It was theirs, been there all along. But they never enjoyed it, never experienced it. When you and I go through temptation and trial, it tests our faith. When you give a test to someone, you're simply wanting to know, do they get it? The just live by faith. And in the process of wanting to know, do they get it? They learn how to get it. When you test a battery, you don't just see if it's good, but when you test it, it's good, you manifest the fact that it's good. It's working. And the word endurance comes from two Greek words. One is the word under, and the other is to abide, like abide in Christ. And what he says there is that simply that when we go through trial and temptation, He wants to know, will we abide in Christ by faith under the trial and under the attack? Because if we will, in that process, we'll come out of it having discovered that we had to draw from all the resources of ours in Christ to remain and abide under. We had to write more checks than we did before. The need was greater, and so, like, I have money, but I don't want to spend it, but need forces me to write checks. And God uses testing and trial so that He can release in you, manifest in you and through you what's already yours, because you're forced to live by faith under the attack. That's powerful. In other words, you have everything in Christ. You're complete in Christ. But testing and trials, this puts you under, teach you how to live by faith, abiding under the conflict. Its perfect result is that you are perfected experientially, and what's yours, what the completion that's yours, begin to manifest itself, lacking in nothing. You begin to lack in nothing experientially. It's not just a theory. It's not just something that you believe. It's not just something that you know is there. It's something that you're actually living in. Kind of like owning a car. If you have a brand new Mercedes, it's got all the neat stuff and bells and whistles in it, but it just sits in your garage and you never drive it. And then all of a sudden somebody gives you a call and they tell you that they have a great need. They need somebody to take them and they can't find any of their family. Would you please take me? It's a crisis, this thing. And so it forces you to get in there, or gives you the opportunity to take your car out for a drive, because that's what it was meant for. So that now what you actually own isn't just yours because you read about it in the manual, you look at it and polish it up. You actually took it out for a spin. It becomes, in your experience, what it was meant to be when you got its possession. And that's why he says, consider it all joy, my brethren. Not if, when. You're going to encounter various trials. Jesus said, in this world, he didn't say you might have tribulation. He said, in this world, it's the same word, in this world you will be tested and you will be tempted. But cheer up, he said, for I've overcome the world. Well, the overcomer's Christ. You're in union with the overcomer, and we go through various trials. We learn to experience and manifest the reality that he is the overcomer. So he says, consider it all joy, knowing this. That seems like a contradiction to what I hear a lot in the body of Christ, is that our job is, when anything comes in our life, it's difficult, we're to curse it and proclaim it's not there, it really doesn't exist. I don't see that in the Bible. That's just nonsense. No, what he says is, draw from all that's been deposited in you so that you manifest victory. Victory assumes there's a conflict. You can't have victory without conflict. Victory assumes that there's going to be conflict. But conflict teaches you how to walk out victory, how to be victorious. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.